Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
David, first, thank you so much for calling me, especially now. I know you are extremely busy because you are here in Toronto and you are helping out with a very, very great cause. If you can talk a little bit about it, please.
Sure. Well, you know, Rudy, we started the foundation, the David Foster Foundation, 25 years ago now in my hometown of Victoria. And it just kind of grew into all of British Columbia. And about 4 years ago, we decided to go national. And now we're helping families from coast to coast to coast, families of children that need organ transplants. And that's what we do. And it's it works great.
Now, this, of course, is going to be a big fundraiser. One of the things, as we speak now, tomorrow, you're actually going to be visiting hospitals, I do believe.
Absolutely. You know, I try to go in whenever I can. Toronto Sick Kids Hospital is an amazing place here. You know, when we first started our foundation, all of our children from British Columbia had to go outside the country to get their transplants. And now, of course, Toronto Sick Kids, the Hospital of Edmonton, Vancouver, there's at least three places doing transplants. So at least they stay in their own country, but there's still a lot of travel involved. But I love going to the hospital. And what I tend to do, Rudy, is I spend a lot of time with the siblings when I go to the hospital because they're the ones that actually get, set aside, which is part of the reason why we started this foundation. And they kind of get ignored, and the whole family kind of falls apart. And, of course, all the attention, rightfully so, goes to the sick child. So I spend a lot of time with the siblings, and it's, needless to say, really rewarding.
Now, I know this is going to be a private event, but who's going to be there? You've got a lot of great celebrities who are going to be involved.
We do. I guess probably the top of the list would be Warren Buffett, who you're a rock star wherever he goes. Of course, I got my entertainers, Peter Cetera from the group Chicago, Lionel Richie, the Canadian tenors, Charisse, who is the phenom from the Philippines. We've got a little surprise musical guest. And, there'll be some surprise celebrities there, too.
And, of course, the great one, I understand Muhammad Ali is going to be there, too.
That is the plan, although that could change at any time because, you know, his health is, quite troublesome these days. So it's more than possible that he will be there, but there's always the chance that he'll cancel.
Let's cross fingers. As we wrap this up, is there a website that folks can go on? Because if they want to help, what can they do?
Sure, of course, the DavidFosterFoundation.com is about the easiest way to get there. And, we'll take any help we can get, money, volunteer, spreading the word. Of course, we always are, part of our mandate is to spread the word about organ donation and to be an organ donor, save a life. And it's just very rewarding work, and we're very excited for the event tonight.
And that is why, David, I wanted to make sure that we got involved with this so we can make sure we put this on the 680 News airwaves. David, thank you so much for the interview. Please say hello to your daughter for me. I spoke to her, I think it was about a year and a half ago when she released her book, and I lost her email, but please say hello to her for me, please.
I will hit you back with, I'll hit her with your number.
Fantastic.
And it's great. Amy does a great job, and of course, as everybody may know or may or not know, she co-writes all of Michael Bublé's.
That's right.
Hits with him, so we're very proud of her.
Fantastic. You take care and have a great great event.
Thanks, Rudy.
Take care. Bye-bye.